This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. The snow is not falling, but the ice is causing headaches across Columbus County. Officials are warning drivers against any unnecessary travel. While the North Carolina DOT trucks are scraping main routes, many secondary roads will remain impassable until temperatures rise tomorrow. Anything that melted today will refreeze tonight, causing dangerous black ice. If at all possible, stay off the roads until tomorrow. If you must drive, slow down. Increase your following distance and avoid sudden stops. Temperatures continue to be dangerously cold and will stay that way tonight into Friday morning. Highs in the 40s tomorrow will speed up some of the melting. And the schools in our area will be on remote learning tomorrow, including Columbus County Schools, Whiteville City Schools, as well as Columbus Charter School. And Columbus County offices will open tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Another reminder, the warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at the Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. Pastor Daisy Brooks said hours will be extended on extremely cold days. Volunteers are needed from area churches and civic groups. If you need further information, you can call 910-918-4531. Columbus County Commissioners turned down a request from the Sheriff's Office on Tuesday to immediately replace more than 15 vehicles at a cost of $750,000. Captain Creech from the Sheriff's Office explained the maintenance and repair costs far exceeded the budget for this year, reducing the number of available vehicles. The board opted for 10 new cars to replace the most worn vehicles delivered in the new fiscal year. Also at Tuesday's meeting, Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers withdrew his request to take over 911 operations and asked that a committee instead be established to help manage the department. Acting Emergency Services Director Kay Stevens says she wasn't aware of specific problems that have been mentioned by fire chiefs in the county. Staffing is a priority for the center, she said. Columbus County 911 exceeded the state requirement in North Carolina for call response in December, despite staffing challenges. It was incorrectly reported that the county did not meet the required standard. Commissioners voted to keep communications under the county's jurisdiction. And the Columbus County Sheriff's Office investigating three shooting incidents between Saturday and this past Monday. An 18-year-old female was struck when someone fired multiple rounds into a home and car on Peacock Road Saturday near Tabor City. A man and a woman were injured in a shooting on Baldwin Road early Sunday. Noah Webb remains in critical condition at Novant, New Hanover. And an elderly man was shot while being robbed at his Williams Road home on Monday. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.